Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
WREB, I'm joined by Karen Martolio from Mental Health America of Putnam County. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Bella. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, mental health is just everywhere, right? You know, we talk about it each month, and I appreciate listeners tuning in if they are today. And so I just got news yesterday. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we always have a big, it's literally called a campaign. But what that means is we have a toolkit of information that comes out. And this year it's called Where to Start. So it talks about like how to start conversations, where to start to get help, that type of thing. So I just thought I'd kind of do a quick intro to that, and then we'll dive deeper in May and June. So it's kind of our the other thing that MHA, which is Mental Health America of Putnam County, is doing is we're focusing each quarter on certain things. And January, February, March, we focused on depression, and so we had some really good discussions on that in general. And then the message in April, May, and June is going to revolve around the mental health month. Well, May, obviously April and June kind of surround that and hug it. So we're just going to talk about some key messages to this latest campaign that's come out.
Yeah, sure.
So since where to start, I mean, that kind of, it's a little bit obvious, right? So if you feel like your mental health is, you know, affected in especially like outside things that are happening, what the toolkit is supposed to do is just kind of introduce you on messages of things that can help you, right? So I'm just going to read a little bit of this. So there's three things, like the world is constantly changing, you know, for better and for worse, right? It just changes. And that can seem overwhelming. I know another thing that I think we might talk about here, Bella, is it kind of talks about, like, you know, how we get our information, too, and how to process some of that information that we get. Because, you know, you're in the news industry,
right?
So I know sometimes that must be frustrating for you. Like, can't I have some good news to share instead of, like, everything that's wrong with the world? I think sometimes we kind of feel that with especially some of the headlines that come out, too, right? So and then relationships, pressures of work and school can impact our mental well-being, but it can be less obvious when the world around us is the root cause of issues. So politics, climate change, economy, and other factors can have you feel out of control and play a role in a person's mindset. And then, you know, when society is getting more comfortable in discussing mental health, which we are, I love these discussions, it can still be hard on to know, like, where to start when it comes to talk about you. And then I'll even add a loved one's well-being, because sometimes that can be hard. So there's three main key things about it. One of it is to learn. So both the national MHA website, it's mhanational.org, has this toolkit. You can go and download it if you want. It's rather long. I think it's 20-some pages. So what MHA of Putnam County is going to do is we're going to go through and parse through this and get it into a more consumable, like, format. So let's see. So, you know, learning about things, it's common to feel like no one understands what you're going through, but reaching out and can be the first step in improving your mental health. Loneliness is actually a key factor with this as well. And I think that really plays to the radio here, because I know radio is an avenue, right? A media where people who you want to reach out and you want to hear what's going on in the community. You know, I think Giant FM is really good about not only sharing, I know you have national news at the top of the hour, but you're really good at, like, letting us know what's going on in our community too. So I really cherish that.
We try.
So thank you for having, you know, just it's really great that we have a local radio station and that we get to come on. So, you know, loneliness, just the music that you play and the information information that you share, I think, can be really helpful in helping people's mental health. So kudos to you guys. So thank you for that. And then another thing that you can do is, you know, there's things that you can do to act, right? Anything from, you know, the news that we hear, but changes in your own life, right? Those can be unavoidable, but it's important to find those coping skills. And I think that that will be really interesting to share in the coming months as well. And then another thing that I want to emphasize, I think I talk about it each time, but it can be really good. There's a free, anonymous, quick, and easy way if you're experiencing, or I've done it for people, I do it through people through my office, or even, you know, for a family member or friend, there's mental health screenings that you can do. So it goes through... you know, if you're experiencing symptoms or you find that with somebody else, it can really enlighten you of like, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, XYZ is something that like you sleeping too much or
right.
too little, right? I don't know whether we've talked about that. I think we've talked about
yeah.
sleep, I know. But, you know, that can be an indication of things like depression and anxiety. So just accepting that... you know, I need more sleep can be really transformative
yeah.
in your life. So, and then at the end of those screenings, there's ways to help you find a provider, learn about treatments. And then that can actually, also those results can actually help you start those conversations with people like your primary caregiver, right? Or if you want to seek a mental health professional, it can actually help you with that type of thing. So, let's see. I think... those are it. And then our local MHA also helps you find help. So we had to like find some sort of term. So we'll kind of step you through a series of questions that, you know, what might work for you. And the other thing that's cool about mental health help is, you know, there's many avenues right
yes.
now. You know, and one thing that's really great post-COVID, I know there's some things that aren't that great, but it opened up actually regulations for telehealth. So I know lots of people who have never had the opportunity to have mental health help, and they can through like all these different mechanisms.
Yeah.
So one thing that I think is really great, like other MHAs around the state do some really great work, and Mental Health America of Northeastern Indiana has an online anxiety and depression group that meet like every other Wednesday. And so if you feel like you want to like talk to somebody else who might be experiencing the same thing, you can just go online and participate. I mean, you don't have to, you know, sit in a room
yeah.
with people. Not that, I mean, that's obviously good.
Right.
But it's really nice. And then,
it you know, works well for people who need more flexibility.
Exactly. Right. And maybe some more privacy, right? I mean, you can just go on your phone in a room somewhere in a corner and participate that way. You don't have to like, you know, drive, right? And, you know, I just came back from another part of the country that was very cold, and so I'm very excited to be back in Indiana, where I know it seems cold. I know I had frost on my window this morning, and I was like, dang, but better than single digits. So I think for me, little things like that I'm really thankful for, and that helps my mental health as well. It's like, oh,
yes.
flowers, you know, seasons. I love it.
Awesome. Well, Karen, thank you so much for coming in, and I can't wait to go more in depth with you about this with you. How can people reach you in the meantime?
We have an office here in town. It's downtown. It's actually right next door to the Giant FM building. So we are in the old Opera House, and our phone number is 765-653-3310. And our websites that I'd like to tell you, our local one is mhaopc.org, which is Mental Health America of Putnam County. And we're a nonprofit organization, so .org. And then, I'm trying to think, just info@mhaopc.org. We can get information to you, that way. We have a plethora of information. So can I do one more little plug?
Yeah.
So Actually, it's 1 month from yesterday is our Don't Dodge the Issues event.
Yes.
So if you like to have fun with your friends, get a team together and come join us for dodgeball. So we're going to have a dodgeball tournament. It's going to start around noon. I think teams need to be there at noon. Again, April 27th. And then also come early in the morning. Early in the morning, the doors open at 10:30. We have this one person in our organization who loves to find these fabulous things like Cedar Point tickets and Holiday World, and I think there's a Colts package, and then there's just all these really. She likes to do like kind of the big. I think we have some like children's museum and stuff like that. But we have wonderful silent auction items, so all those will be on
for people who don't want to play dodgeball.
And then we'll have a lot of our information from the Where to Start toolkit here. And then we're also going to have people in the community, people, obviously we're all people, but organizations that have things that can help you with your mental health. So it'll be a mental health fair as
well. That's awesome.
So, yeah, mark your calendars, April 27th. Doors open at 10:30. Dodgeball action. The action especially, come watch. Bella, it is so fun just to watch. That'll actually be at DePaz Lilly Center. So that's where we're having it today, or this year. And, yeah, that'll be marvelous. We're really looking forward to that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Karen. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Bella. Take care.
Giant FM.
Injured? Don't be a whiner. Call me, Attorney Mark Miner. I'm Mark Miner, and I have over 30 years of experience handling personal injury cases. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, don't whine. Call 1-800-LAW-LINE. You can trust that the personal injury law firm of Zalman, Schnurman & Miner will treat you with respect and fight for your rights. Don't whine. Call 1-800-LAW-LINE for a free consultation. Our goal is to transform your pain into payment. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. We handle all type of accident cases and value the opportunity to help you. The sooner you call, the better. If you are injured, call 1-800-LAW-LINE so we can discuss how to transform your pain into payment. Don't be a whiner. Call Zalman, Schnurman & Miner at 1-800-LAW-LINE.
Zalman, Schnurman & Miner, personal injury attorneys.
Don't whine. Call 1-800-LAW-LINE. That's 1-800-LAW-LINE.